depression and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is
takes guts, you gotta dig down deep to gut it out, keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible. Now what do you do during the hard times, Les? Here's what you must do. Number one is you must have faith. Paul said you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. Judge not according to appearances. Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. That's not the real reality there. What you're going through, if you're going through some hard times, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. It's all right. Now, second thing is, repeat this after me. Something you should affirm to yourself every day. Repeat this, please. No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. Say that to yourself every day. As I used to say to myself, when I would get up in the Penobscot building and I had to go into the bathroom and bathe in the bathroom sink, I had written on the mirror that I put up, they just pasted up, and I read, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. So you've got to have faith. You talk to yourself. You say that affirmation. The next step is you must have patience and engage in consistent action. Patience and engage in consistent action. See, everything does not always happen, ladies and gentlemen, when we want it to happen. It doesn't happen quickly. So in that process, they have something in the Far East called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree, every day it has to be watered and fertilized. It's a very hard nut, and it takes 5 years of watering and fertilization every day, according to American Geographics, before it breaks through the ground. At any time, if the watering process and the nurturing and the fertilization process is stopped, the Chinese bamboo tree will die in the ground. Now, once it breaks through in that fifth year, then in 6 weeks, it grows 90 feet tall. Now, the question is, does it grow 90 feet in 5 years or 6 weeks? The answer is obvious. It takes 5 years. That's how long it took to grow it, to build that foundation, to nurture it, to water it, to build the reputation, to build the credibility, to learn the market, to learn people, to learn yourself, to learn the system, to learn how to do it, to figure it out. That's why you must have patience and engage in consistent action. We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. They want to be a Dexter Yeager, but they're not willing to pay the price to do what it takes to get up there where Dick Hopper is, where Bryant or Judy is. They think it was easy. No. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it. It's hard. And you are the determining factor. Here's something else. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have goals, that you write them down, that you surround yourself with a support team, that you are creative. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. George Bernard Shaw said, the people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. It's worth it. I suggest to you, if you want to become diamond, write down five reasons of why it is worth it for you to become a diamond, to experience that level of achievement. What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again? How is it that you would be able, what reasons that can tap in to that deep down feeling that goes to your gut, that no matter how many times you get knocked down, that you're coming back? What is it? Write it down. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You saw that picture up there, the lady, Mrs. Mamie Brown. I'm flying from here tomorrow morning to be with my adopted mother. She's 87 years young, thank God. Now I'll be with Mama tomorrow. Every Mother's Day, I don't care where I am, I go home Mother's Day. Everybody knows November 6th, my mother's birthday, I'm home. And I try to go home as often as I can. When I started and left Miami pursuing my dream, because I knew that as long as you work for someone else, they are controlling your destiny. I didn't want anybody signing my paycheck but me. I knew that it was going to be difficult. I knew it was going to be hard. But every time I thought about giving up, and there were times I did, because where I am, ladies and gentlemen, it's a long shot. You think being a diamond is a long shot. This is a miracle. This is a long shot. And I had people laughing at me. Les, you're talking about being a motivational speaker? You have no college training. You were labeled educable, mentally retarded. You failed twice in school. They put you back from the fifth grade into the fourth grade, and you fail in the eighth grade. You've never worked for a major corporation, and you are going to become independently wealthy. Right. They laugh. They're going to laugh at you. People are going to laugh at you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said, the best revenge is massive success. Ladies and gentlemen, when I was driving around with my mother and she saw a house, we were just looking for homes, and we drove an exclusive area of Miami where the coach of the Miami Dolphins, Don Shula, lives in that area called Country Club. My mother saw this house. Oh, that's what a beautiful home. And we looked at it. She said, oh boy, I would love to have something like that. One day I will feel like Mrs. Rockefeller. I said, you like that, Mama? I said, yeah. I said, oh, we just kept driving. I did not let my mother know at that time that I had it etched in my mind that I was going to do whatever number of meetings, whatever number of contacts, whatever number of calls I had to make, whatever it took to make that become a reality. And the day that I drove to that house and said, Mama, you remember the house you saw? And we got out the car. I said, yes. I said, I really know the people that live there. She said, you do? I said, yeah, let me take you in and show it to you. And then I couldn't contain myself anymore. When I got around and helped her get out of the car, and I took in, I said, Mama, I gave her the keys. Over 5,000 square feet. Large size Olympic pool, 12 feet deep. On a golf course, basketball court. I said, Mama, this is for you. And ladies and gentlemen, to see my mother walk around this house, this woman who only has a third grade education, never had any children of her own, and she walked around and she said, oh Lord, oh thank you Jesus, no one would have ever told me this would have happened to me. She said, Leslie, she said, you know, that day when I went in that building and they told me this lady had these boys that she wanted to put up for adoption. And I told them, I said, I'll take them. And she said, ladies, she said, raise your hand and swear to me two things. I said, what is it? She said, swear to me you won't separate them. She said, oh, no, I swear. I'll keep them together, I swear. I've never had no children. I swear I'll keep them together. She said, swear to me, lady, that you won't ever tell them about me. She said, I married and I got pregnant while my husband was at war. She said, swear to me you won't tell. She said, I swear I won't tell. She said, okay, you can have them. She said, when I came out the house, I was looking at y'all. She said, I didn't know how I was going to do it. She said, I was working at the M&M cafeteria. She said, I didn't know how I was going to raise y'all. I just knew somehow the Lord would make a way somehow. And I never thought this would happen to me. And I know. And during those moments when it's hard, not only must you have patience and engage in consistent action, but you must turn to a power greater than yourself and just say, Lord, whatever I face today together, you and I can handle it. And I know some way and somehow you'll make a way for me. You'll make a way for me.
The gentleman I'm about to introduce is a legend in our business. He has built a huge organization in the U.S. and Europe and has coached numerous individuals to top positions in the company. He holds a CPA and MBA and is a very successful commercial real estate professional. He has secured a senior executive position in the business. But most importantly, he has a lot of fun leading his organization and helping others. It is my distinct honor to introduce our top producing regional vice president, Mr. Mark Keener.
Well, thank you, Renee, and thank you again for being our host, and also, more importantly, just being a wonderful business partner. It's an honor to watch you lead and develop not only yourself, but also impact the lives of, you know, hundreds of other folks. So, well, folks, again, welcome to our show this afternoon, and also, too, want to send a special thank you or recognition to all the mothers. This is Sunday coming up, it's Mother's Day, and you know, mothers are the first teachers of children coming into the world, and they basically are responsible for building the civilization and the foundation in which we live and operate on. So again, just want to give some recognition to all the mothers out there. Well, folks, why our show? We have our show here that Spirit 1400 decided to provide a format for their listening audience to learn about the values of a home-based business, folks. And that's what we're going to talk about today, in particular about how these businesses, people who are business owners, how they thrive and actually flourish in the home-based business environment. And I have a special speaker that's going to be sharing the platform with me this afternoon, somebody who's one of the top leaders in our company. She and her husband actually ran several businesses simultaneously, but they were in a situation where they really felt like the business owned them rather than they owning the business themselves. And so she's going to share with you some of the insights and why this was such an ideal situation, an ideal fit for them. And so listen closely to what they have to share with you, and then I'll be back. So, Carrie, are you there?
I am, Mr. Keener. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, so go right ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Well, everyone on the East Coast and listening throughout the world, it is an honor and a privilege to be on this radio station with all of you listening to the incredible Mr. Les Brown and to be on this call with Mr. Mark Keener, who is a gentleman in our industry that not only do I respect above all, but as does everyone else in our industry. So it's an honor and a privilege to be on this call, and if you are working directly with him or you have an honor to be any part of his organization, really count yourself blessed, because he truly is a significant person in our company and in our industry globally. So Mr. Keener actually asked me to share with you our situation. And so my husband and I actually live in California, born and raised in California. And several years ago, we purchased a company that was in its 90th year of business out here in California. And what was happening for us is we had recently got married. We bought these businesses my husband had been working for. And we were very excited about our lifestyle and the things we were able to accomplish. So with the money, if everybody remembers when the economy was good, we ended up expanding our business into three additional businesses. So we had a total of four different businesses out here in California. The corporation we purchased by the time we started our home-based business was 103 years old. We had a retail nursery, and we had three construction businesses. And when the economy was good, we actually lived a really good quality of life. We have our daughter. She at the time was 5 when we were introduced to a home-based business. But we had been introduced to the bad economy out here in California. So I don't know, you know, how many of us have been affected by the bad economy. But we went from owning our 4 businesses, having an abundance of employees who could actually, you know, do the work within our businesses and allowed us to have a quality of life and a lifestyle. Well, over time, based on the bad economy, we ended up, as Mr. Keener said, we no longer owned our businesses. Our businesses owned us. So if you're a business owner listening to this, you may or may not be able to relate. But we found ourselves working harder in our business than we ever had for less income than we'd ever been used to. And so what ended up happening was my husband, Brad, ended up working 7 calendar days a week. He added it up. It was about 111 hours a week. That is sad, yes. In order to keep our businesses going, our trucks running, and our retail doors open. I also was working 7 days a week, did not count up the hours. However, our daughter was 5 and in kindergarten at the time. And in order for me to spend quality time with my daughter, I actually had to go into her classroom. And so I'm on the site council of my daughter's school. I would go into the classroom 2 days a week, and I would be the room mother, so I would throw all the parties. And I also sit on the board of directors for our local chamber of commerce here. And so we were very, very, very busy. But what ended up we realized one day is that my husband really had no time with our daughter. Yes, we were paying our bills, and we were very blessed and grateful for that. However, when you're paying your bills and you lack a quality of life, you know, it's not a good situation. It was so bad that actually our daughter at the time, at 5 years old, did not know how to ride a bike. My husband insisted that he be the one to teach her how. He refused to let me. He refused to let her papa teach her. But he did not have physical time in his day to teach our own daughter how to ride a bike. So we were not looking for a 5th business. However, we were open to additional income. And I share that with you because what I have found is not all business owners are looking, but every single one of us are open to a good business model. So when we were introduced to our home-based business that Mr. Keener is also a part of, we actually got very excited. It was 3 years ago this month, it was May 4th, 2010, that I was introduced to our home-based business. Because of why I got so excited is that our home-based business is actually based on services that are already in everybody's budget already. This was not products based on discretionary income, and so I got excited. What also excited me is that the business we're a part of is actually global. So we're not limited to one local area like traditional business. So I understand most people listening to this are on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. It would not make sense for you to purchase a plant from my retail nursery. It would not make sense for you to hire my husband for construction. However, being a part of a global business, we're not limited to one area. And the nice part is that our business is e-commerce. It is online shopping. And most everybody has already purchased something online or at least shopped online. So these are behaviors that people are already used to. And the other part of the home-based business tradition or the home-based business model is the concept of the power of leverage. We get to get paid on the efforts of others, but we get to get paid on the efforts of others globally. The difference I see between my home-based business and my traditional business, in my traditional business, I got paid on the efforts of others. I did. I paid people money to do things that I didn't want to do or that I couldn't do. But the difference between traditional business and a home-based business is we get paid on the efforts of others while helping them build their own business, and everybody wins. In traditional business, only the owner or the CEO, the people at the top, win. In home-based businesses, when you help somebody else have success, success trickles up. And I love that, the concept that the only way we can build a massive, massive, massive organization like Mr. Mark Keener has is to help hundreds, if not thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of other people win in business. And the thing that I appreciate about home-based businesses versus traditional business is the investment cost in. With traditional businesses, you can invest on the low end, tens of thousands of dollars, if you do what my husband and I did, it'll be more like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then other people actually spend millions of dollars to start up or purchase traditional businesses. Not only in addition to the traditional startup costs, there's a significant monthly, what we call overhead, monthly reoccurring expenses that will come in month after month after month, regardless of whether you or have customers patronizing you. So in traditional business, there is high risk. High risk. There's also high reward in a good economy. But there is high financial risk. There's high stress risk. The idea that if you have employees and somebody doesn't show up, you are responsible for that. With home-based businesses, it is very low investment to get started in your home-based business. It is very low monthly overhead. And the idea that you have a support team of people wanting you to win, teaching you the industry, teaching you the nuances of their particular home-based business, you are absolutely supported to create success. Whereas traditional business, it was my husband and I knocking our heads together on a consistent basis to see how we could grow our business to be more significantly. So the concept of traditional business is great. It is absolutely great to be a traditional business owner. I enjoyed nobody telling me if I had to go to work or not. I enjoyed not having to ask somebody if I could stay home with my sick child. I enjoyed not having to ask somebody if I could take that vacation. I enjoyed being able to write the size of check that I wanted to write myself for my paycheck. However, with traditional business, it is truly based on the economy. It is truly based on whether people can patronize you or not. It is truly based on the concept of where you are physically located and the limitations with that. And it is based on the idea that, again, you have monthly expenses whether you generate income or not. Home-based businesses gets rid of all that headache for you, and you have a whole host of people working with you to win. Now,
We have one other segment we have to introduce here, and I wanted to just kind of do a little wrap-up here, but if you could just make your last point, and then we'll go to the next segment.
So that's perfect. What I was going to say was, if you skip ahead 3 years later, as Mr. Les Brown talked about, the idea that through patience and consistent action and faith, through applied effort and time and helping other people, we've been able to create a lifestyle. We have since dissolved our corporation and those four traditional businesses. My husband now takes his daughter to school every day and picks her up from school. We live a stress-free lifestyle. We sleep very well now. We laugh, smile, sing, dance, breathe, and more importantly, we dream again. So would I do the transition from traditional business to home-based business again? Absolutely, 100%. I agree with Mr. Les Brown that it's possible that you can live your dreams if you take personal responsibility, and home-based businesses is where everyone can win. So again, thank you, Mr. Mark Keener, for letting me be a part of this event, and I truly appreciate it, and I appreciate your love and your support and your guidance to win.
Well, it's a pleasure, and again, thank you for your time, and again, thanks for your continued leadership. Well, folks, as we wrap up, I wanted to share with you a little story that's consistent with Mr. Les Brown's theme about faith and consistency. A story about the Zen master and a little boy. There's a Zen master in this small community, relatively small number of folks that live there. Most people are modest means, but there's one family that was doing pretty well. So on their son's 16th birthday, they bought him a horse. And everybody in the village said, oh, isn't this wonderful, isn't this great? And they went to the Zen master and said, what do you think, Zen master? And the Zen master simply said, we'll see. And then 2 years later, the boy's riding his horse. The horse falls, and the boy breaks his leg. And then again, everybody in the village is saying, oh, how horrible this is. This is so bad. Maybe we should kill the horse. It's such a terrible thing. They went to the Zen master again. The Zen master said, we'll see. And then a week or two after that, war breaks out. All the young men in the village have to be rounded up to go off and fight. Many of the young men in the village actually end up dying. But again, the folks in the village come back to the Zen master and say, wow, isn't this wonderful that the young man didn't have to go off and fight the war? And guess what the Zen master said? We'll see. So, folks, life is going to have its ups and downs, but whatever you do, when you're going through hell, whatever you do, don't stop. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. So, Renee, we'll kick it back to you.
Joining Team Spirit today. To obtain a complimentary CD of The Business of the 21st Century, enter your contact information at the Team Spirit website, www.jointeamspirit.com. Visit our website as well to receive an invitation to an upcoming event in the Baltimore and the D.C. metropolitan areas. Again, the website address is www.jointeamspirit.com. Or text or call with your questions at 980-348-0910. That's 980-348-0910. Remember to listen to us online at this station's website, www.mybaltimorespirit.com. Also, podcasts of earlier Team Spirit shows are now available from a link on the homepage of mybaltimorespirit.com. Join us for lunch again next Thursday, 12:30 p.m. on Spirit 1400. And spread the word. Let's work together towards turning your dreams into reality.
I believe I can show. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be. If I just believe it.